It's 7 o'clock on Tuesday, the 24th of September. The BBC News is read by Charles Carroll.
The committee which advises the government on climate change has warned that it will miss its climate targets unless the growth in air travel is curbed. The advisers have suggested a number of remedies. Here's our environment analyst, Roger Harabin.
Ministers are currently planning to accommodate an increase of up to 49% in the demand for flying. The committee says that must be reduced to a maximum growth of 25%. The committee says the government could hold down passenger growth by raising taxes on aviation. It could restrict airport capacity. Or it could introduce a frequent flyer levy, in which rich passengers who fly most would be hit with extra fees each time they take to the air. The Department for Transport says it will study the advice.
The government says the conduct of the directors at Thomas Cook will form part of the investigation into the company's collapse. The travel operator went into liquidation yesterday after 178 years of trading. The business secretary, Andrea Leadsom, is calling on the insolvency service to fast-track its investigation into the collapse of Thomas Cook. Here's our business correspondent, Dominic O'Connell.
The government's insolvency service is required to look into every company collapse, but Mrs. Leadsom wants some quick answers on Thomas Cook. She's written to the head of the service, Dean Beale, asking him to treat the inquiry as a priority and to focus on the conduct of directors immediately prior to and at insolvency. There has been surprise at how quickly Thomas Cook went under and questions over whether it told the stock market about its financial problems in a timely fashion. There's also scrutiny of the size of the payments to the company's chief executives. Over the last 9 years, the three chief executives shared £18.5 million in salaries and bonuses, with the current boss, Peter Fankhauser, taking £8 million in the last 5 years.
About 150,000 holidaymakers need to be brought back from abroad. Dame Deirdre Hutton, who chairs the Civil Aviation Authority, is overseeing the operation.
We ran 64 flights. We brought back just under 15,000 people. But I'm conscious that we've got a huge job to do still, because that's about 8% of the total. But a reasonable start. There were some operational problems, and we'll continue to see that those. So, you know, again, I ask people to bear with us as we deal with the sort of bumpiness of this.